Welcome to the Customer Acquisition Experience Podcast with Guy Rosman. This is the show where top digital marketers share proven tactics, tools, and frameworks that will help you acquire more customers and grow your business. Let's get started. Here is your host, Guy Rosman.
Rilat, welcome to the show.
Nice to be here.
Yes, thank you for coming. And actually, this is the first episode of the show that we record together at the same time, not on Zoom. So this is a new for
us. Face to face, yeah.
Face to face.
It's real. Digital world.
Oh, for sure. It's crazy, crazy world that we live in. So what we want to talk today, we have a lot to discuss, basically. And what we want to focus on is actually a case study that we have for one of our clients.
B2B SaaS innovative. Yes. Client.
Oh yeah, oh yeah. Can you tell us a little bit like the background of this client and what was the goal in Q4?
So when we were looking at Q4, there's a big sign of efficiency coming on. We had to grow and to get more efficient. We were expecting a pretty big growth in the spend that we want to spend in Google. We managed the Google account for this client and we were expected to grow there something around 10% per month. And also create way more efficiency. When we were looking at Q3, we were measuring a lot of different types of conversions, of different types of KPIs. And on Q4, the KPIs got way more aligned to online self-serve purchases that bring value into the company. So we had to shift the focus of everything we did, the whole strategy, to that. And that's what we did in Q4.
Okay, so basically we have this client is growing really fast, really innovative, want to continue to grow, but you know, sometimes you want to grow, but you also want to reduce the CPA. Sometimes it can be challenging because to grow, you need to do certain actions and to optimize, sometimes it can be different. So let's try to break it down. Like what would you say the first step that we did to help us, achieve this goal for Q4?
So the first thing is that we really aligned the conversion goals in the account, in the Google account, with the KPIs that we're trying to measure, and we were more exact on that. When we were looking at Q2, Q3, we were looking for maybe more MQLs, kind of qualified leads, and looking for those kind of conversions. And on Q4, we were focused on measurable purchases that are instantly a conversion when they happen. So the first thing we did was really to stop sending value for all the other conversions.
So for example, we would had values in Google for MQL, for example.
Yeah, we had a projected value because an MQL, a lead by itself, does not actually bring any company value, but only when it turns into a sale. So there was kind of a projected value for the leads based on the conversion rate to sales or whatnot. But in the end of the day, when you let Google optimize those leads, they will not necessarily bring leads that are better, but they might bring leads that are cheaper. Because just because Google system is not looking for the deeper conversion. And in Q4, we moved to look mainly at that deeper conversion that actually brings value to the company.
Okay, so basically the company itself like changed their focus. They wanted to be more focused on the self-serve platform, right? And they wanted to get those online purchases, not rely on sales. And this is what we did. Like we aligned our conversion tracking and the value assignment in Google to mirror the business results. So this was like really the first step and it sounds basic, but not always there is a very strong connection between the two.
Exactly. And it's super important for two reasons. The first is that once the Google account is optimized towards the right conversions, then it delivers better based on those conversions. It tries to find them. And with the rise of AI, as we're seeing all around us, Google is getting smarter. All of the advertising platforms are getting smarter in understanding the clients, who to serve to, and all of that. So that's the first thing. It gets you better performance. And the second thing is that it enables you to track where you actually are. Because when you're sending imaginary values of conversions, the return on ad spend that you see in the system is not one with the actual value that the company is getting. And you might see in the systems that you have a high ROAS, a high return, you're profitable, But actually, the actions you're seeing are not bringing real life money to the company. So you're not actually creating any traction.
Cool. So this is number one. This is like, you know, goes without saying, this is the basic stuff. Now, in order to grow while optimize, like, can you tell us a little bit about the structure that we created in this account?
Mm-hmm. So when I was faced with this challenge, you know, on one side growing, on the other side optimizing and getting more efficient, the first thing that popped into my head was nutrition and kind of weight control. So I'm not a professional in that field, but I know that a lot of people try to differentiate the times where they bulk, gain mass, and increase the activity, or the equivalent in the campaign would be to grow the spend. And they differentiate between that time and the time that they cut, where they get more efficient.
Get lean.
Yeah, get more lean and more efficient. And the way that, of course, you know, in a human body, you have one body, so it's harder to do those at the same time. But I figure that in the campaigns and in the Google account structure, we could create different areas in the campaign that work together. They feed each other, but you can use one of them to grow and one of them to optimize. And that's what we kind of did. So the structure that we came up with was, instead of separating the campaigns by their semantic field or the part in the product that's relevant to them or any different kind of, you know, separation, we kind of split it into, at least the Google search area, we split it into a couple of groups. So brand, it goes without saying, but brand is a separate campaign. Competitors, obviously, also a separate campaign, because you want to be bidding, you know, you have your own agendas on your brand name and on your competitors. You don't want that those signals to mix up with all the generic terms. And then we had the generic portion. And in the generic portion, we kind of broke it into three campaigns. So one campaign is the least efficient, but is the best for growth. That would be, we call it the long tail campaign, and I'll get into more detail on that in a minute. Then we have a middle campaign that's kind of a middleman that goes into areas that work a bit deeper, kind of exploring the semantic fields of searches that do bring us valuable conversions. And then we have the third campaign, which is more focused. All the keywords in there are exact match, which means that we're looking for very specific searches or something that's very closely related to them, searches that we know that bring us relevant traffic, and we're trying to maximize our impression share there and our top impression share there, just to show as much as possible on searches that we know come from people with high intent on our product. So that's how the structure is in large. And we could go into more detail about the long tail and broad campaign, where the long tail is basically a lot of new keywords, okay, separated into a lot of small ad groups, right? They're in small groups, and we're serving ads that are as relevant as possible to those keywords. We're running on a broad match type, which means that we're really finding, you know, a lot of related keywords that are close or even a bit far away, but have similar intent. That's how Google defines broad match. And that way we find new searches. It's pretty well known that every day in Google, between 10 and 20% of the searches are brand new and have never been searched before. So in order to tap into these new searches, maybe especially in fields that are growing or exploding in the market, you want to find these new searches, and that's the way to do it with the long tail. Every time you see something that starts showing positive signals there, whether it be lighter conversions or deeper conversions, you can put more emphasis on that and then move it into the second campaign, the broad campaign. We're still going to use broad match types or phrase match types, which are a bit more restrictive, but not very restrictive. And there, we're going to use words that brought purchases, okay, that we know that bring actual value to the company. We're going to bid on value there to try to get the most out of them, and not just, you know, the basic conversions, but the most of the deepest conversions. And that way we find, if we know one term that, you know, converts, we find more terms around it that are relevant and are similar in their intent to that term. We can run them together. And the exact campaign, the last one, is the one where we take the search terms, like if we have a specific search term that we know people search for this specific thing, they're very aligned with what we're selling, they give us a good CPA, then we really maximize the impression share there, by increasing the quality score, bidding high, and you know, different ways that we can increase impression share.
So basically, you are using the long tail campaign for exploration, finding new keywords, finding new searches people use. Then you use the broad campaign to amplify these keywords. And once you have like really a set of very specific keywords that you want to max out, you go to the exact. And we all know that, you know, let's say you found this good keywords and you want to max out, like what is the way that you can do it? How can you get the most out of a specific keyword that you know that is working, but you want to get more out of it?
That's a really good question. And that's the most important thing. That's essentially how to optimize and get more efficient. And the way that we do it is actually, it's very closely related with the way that bidding works in Google. The higher your quality score is for the keyword, you're going to pay less, or you're going to be able to gain higher position against competitors that have a lower quality score. So what you want to do is, first of all, you want to bid high on this on these keywords. That's pretty obvious, but you'll get capped there at some point. And the second thing you want to do is improve the quality score. That comes from two things. One of them is ad relevance. Ad relevance is basically built on how much of your keywords are headlines in your ads and how relevant the journey between search and ad is. And then the second part that's very important is the landing page relevance. So you want to, those people that searched a specific keyword, you want to show it to them on the headline and then send them to a landing page that also gives them the solution for the question they were asking into Google. That when you have all of those aligned, first of all, you're going to get higher click rates. You're going to get more people clicking for less money. You're going to be more relevant. And you increase the chance of people actually converting from those words, because the whole journey is, you know, it all makes sense together. It feels completely different. I bet you know a time that you search something in Google, you get some kind of result and you click it, but the landing page is just something completely different, or the ad is not relevant, you're not even going to click it. So that's how we optimize that. And the way to do that is, first of all, to use keywords in your ads. Second is to refresh your ads. Check which assets work. You want to know what you're serving to people. You want to know what works and try to create versions of that that would work even better. And regarding the landing pages, just adding the, you know, relevant message, relevant offer, and in a fast loading speed for your site so people can enjoy using it.
So in the end of the day, in order to max these keywords and in order to get the impression shares, which means that your ad is shown for more times that people are searching for, so you need to optimize for the quality score. And as you said, you have the ad, you have the landing page. You actually built a tool to track it, right? Like to identify.
Yeah, where we can improve. So I did build a tool. We can link it later. And the tool is basically a Google Sheet document where you can paste in a pre-made report in your account that you need to define only once. And once you paste the data that you download from the report into the tool, you will get pretty immediate mapping of what are the areas in the campaign, right? The data that you showed that have the lowest ad relevance. What are the areas that are spending the most? You're going to pretty immediately see where you need to focus and whether you need to focus on ad relevance or on landing page relevance.
Yeah. So basically, Google shows this data. So you just pulled it into a report. And for each keyword, you know, okay, for this keyword, I need to work on the ads. For these keywords, maybe I need to work on the landing page, maybe both, but it really guides your work.
Yeah, it guides you and really shows you the things that matter the most, where most of the spend is going. Because one of the big things about optimizing and scaling is being able to focus on the most important things. Mm-hmm. And the rule of thumb for me is if you focus on the three most spending ad groups or campaigns inside whatever it is you're optimizing, you're going to get better results than focusing on all of the rest.
Yeah, for sure. The Pareto rule applies. Okay, cool. So in the end of the day, you know, working on it, we had the system, we had we knew what we wanted to do, right? We had the conversion tracking inset and we built the structure And we did optimize for quality and matching the user journey, all the steps. Expand a little bit about the processes like that goes behind it, like what kind of optimization processes and communication processes between us and the client to get their buy-in on whatever, you know, whatever the data tells us, you know. So how do you structure it?
Okay, so first of all, communication. It's super important that you're in clear communication with the client. They know where you're going, where you're taking the campaigns, the changes that you're going to make, and where you're bringing traffic from. For this, we have a couple solutions. First of all, we have a weekly meeting with the client. On this weekly meeting, we do kind of a zoom out. We look at the month-to-date data. We look at week over week. We look at weeks back, you know, 6, 7, 8 weeks back maybe. And we try to analyze the trends, what's going on the bigger picture. On this weekly meeting, preparing to it, we also take a deeper look into the account, a mini audit, if you will. And we find the areas that we want to optimize the most. Also, like I said, focusing on the most spending areas or the most valuable areas for us. So on that meeting, we will discuss things that we need to optimize and create actions that we will do next, explain what actions we'll take next. And we will also show the trends and align with the client on what's important to them and what how we think we can achieve what's important to them. Once you do that, it's very easy to streamline the process because, first of all, you're going to finish that meeting with tasks that you want to do over the week, optimization tasks, new things that you want to try, tests, all of that. You're going to get that from the meeting and you're going to draw that from there and create tasks for that right after the meeting ends so it's still fresh in your head. And the second way of communication is really push communication. So if we see something in the campaign, we're looking, obviously, optimizing daily, checking the data, seeing if anything's going up. We have our daily reports, obviously, looking at what happened in the last days. And if we see something that's abnormal, we're going to check the source for it, see if there's been any change in the market, any change in the competitors or where it comes from. And we're going to communicate that to the client and what action we can take to solve that. Mm-hmm. And that way, we're always on top of things. You always want to be the first one to know if something's going wrong. You never want a client to come up to you and tell you that something's wrong with the campaigns. That's a bad position to be in. So you always want to communicate proactively. And we found that it also made us more aligned. We had to zigzag less because sometimes we wanted to open something new or test something new, but it wasn't aligned with the company KPIs. So instead of investing our energy there and then stopping it, we just knew not to invest our energy there before we even started.
Yeah.
So that's the communication side. And the second thing that's very important is the routine of optimization. So we use Asana for task management, and I believe that maybe every task management software has this option to create recurring tasks. You want to choose a day in the week where you do all of these optimization tasks at the same time. It may take a bit of time, but you need to put like a specific time in your calendar aside to do that optimization. And you want to have those tasks very, very clear and very specific. So for me, if I have these three generic campaigns, I'm going to have one or two optimization routines for each one of them that's specific to that campaign. And it's laid down to the level of step one, step two, step three. It's going to be very easy to follow. And that way, the quality of optimization we do is consistent. Some of these are recurring forever. Some of these will forever be recurring. And some of them we're going to finish optimizing them at some point, or maybe get to a point where it's only when something changes we need to optimize. So that's the base. And you just want to make sure that all of those optimization routines work together. The way I do it is I take either a whiteboard or a piece of paper, and I draw my campaigns and kind of use arrows and write down the interactions between them, what we're doing in each one of them for high-performing areas, low-performing areas, and when all of that works together well, it creates a very strong optimization routine that gets you very far on performance.
Yeah. So obviously, again, it all comes down to the execution. And execution is built by processes and by routines, right? So you have to be really methodical. You need to know what you're doing, but you also need how to do it. And lastly, Ari, you know, looking into 2023, you know, I define it as the year of efficiency. Like you hear it all around. AI is coming up, making our work easier.
Maybe redundant.
I think that there will always be a need for human brain, but I don't know. This is just a GPT-3. I don't know what will happen in GPT-40. But anyway, looking in this year specifically, what do you think is our main goal or the thing that we need to take into consideration when optimizing for growth, when optimizing for better results for any business, really?
I think that at this point, AI is getting smarter, whether it be the generative AI that we see all around or it be Google's and you know, other marketing platforms AI. First of all, we're going to need to trust the system more. If in the past we were running on very segmented exact keywords looking for specific search terms, now we know that the performance when you're opening up and letting the system decide, the performance is a lot of times way better. That's first. And the second thing is automation, because if you create these routines and they're very specific and very methodical, and you see that they work, you can turn them into automations in your system that can optimize on their own. And once you have that done, you take that time and effort off your shoulder and into the, you know, automation and AI area, you have more time to think about expanding, more time to think about tests, and more time to act and analyze the market's behavior. And that's where I think we need to put our focus.
So it's not new, but AI is going to take over. Just before we wrap it up, let's talk about result. What was the result of our efforts in Q4? For this specific account?
So for this specific account, we increased the amount of purchases 3 times. So we got triple the purchases with 58% CPA, a decrease of 58% in CPA. So yeah, essentially we grew and
More efficient.
Yeah, we got efficient in the same time.
Yeah, so definitely this is what we plan to do in 2023. Maybe more efficiency, maybe less growth. But definitely more efficiency. So yeah, so Ari, thank you very much for this breakdown. It's been a pleasure. Yeah, and we'll do it again for sure.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thanks for listening to the Customer Acquisition Experience Podcast with Guy Rosman. We hope you enjoyed the show. We'd love to connect with you and hear more about what you're struggling with right now. So make sure to connect with us on LinkedIn. Or just jump onto our website at mediaflows.com, fill out the form, and get a complimentary 15-minute call to evaluate your paid advertising strategy. Thanks again, and see you in the next episode.